From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Tuesday was another day of airstrikes and shelling by Russian-backed Syrian forces in rebel-held eastern Ghouta near Damascus. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said more than 60 were killed, on top of Monday's death toll of around 30. The observatory also reported rebel missile strikes against the capital city. Airstrikes also struck rebel-held northwest Idlib province. The UN Tuesday called for an immediate one-month humanitarian ceasefire in parts of Syria. Jens Lerik is with the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs.
We are talking about Idlib governorate, where we have about 2 million people of concern. Jan Egeland called it the other day, it's like one huge refugee camp. And that is essentially what it is. There are hundreds of thousands of people who are internally displaced there, on the run, extremely vulnerable. They come under attack and under bombardment. That is completely unacceptable.
Meanwhile, in Afrin, people took to the streets in protest. That Kurdish-controlled northwest region has been under Turkish attack now in its third week. Meanwhile, the lead investigator of a UN-mandated commission of inquiry on Syria said his team is looking into reports of the use of chlorine gas in both Idlib and eastern Ghouta. In Kenya, lawyer Maguna Maguna Tuesday was charged with treason for taking part in last week's mock inauguration of opposition leader Raila Odinga. Maguna is expected to appear in court Wednesday. Meanwhile, more political unrest in the streets of Kenya, this time the city of Kisumu, where Odinga supporters clashed with police who fired tear gas. Two opposition lawmakers were also arrested but later released. Odinga himself has not as yet been detained. This is VOA News. 81-year-old